a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All right, it's that time of the night, everybody. We get together and we chat about some of the crazy things that have happened over the weekend. And one of the things that happened over the weekend, of course, was the NFL has continued to not only play, but put up big points. You've seen a lot of points being scored in a lot of these games. Everybody was waiting for that matchup between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. That thing was going to be the best game of the weekend. It ended up being a total stinker. But guess what? It's among some of the
little things. Unless you're a Tampa Bay fan.
You're a Tampa Brady fan. So let's jump right in here to the old NFL Roundup, please.
The unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and the other guy. It's the unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, a couple things going on in the world of the NFL. Of course, the Packers were undefeated. They get blown out by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And again, Scott, the turnovers were the tail there. They were up 10-0 with the ball. And then a pick six, a rare pick six by Aaron Rodgers. And then on the next possession, this was a crazy stat. He hadn't thrown a pick in 156 straight attempts, which is difficult to do. And then two out of three passes in that little stretch, he threw two picks, and they both, either one of them got into the end zone, the other one got down to the 3 yard line.
Before this is over, Alex.
Yeah.
The season, both of these teams are really good. Okay. Tampa Bay's kind of flying a little bit under the radar, I think.
Which is weird.
A lot of it is, I think, some of the early season, really the first game of the season, and kind of Tom Brady can't remember fourth down, but this team is going to get better and better and better. I mean, Bruce Arians is a great coach. Tom Brady's a really good quarterback. But this Tampa Bay has a good team. And so does Green Bay. I mean, they lose this game. They've been playing really good. And Aaron Rodgers has been playing good. And of course, you know, I don't like a lot of his body language. And, you know,
he does not seem like a team guy, Scott.
No.
And that's what I was going to ask you, is that he's so good as a quarterback. I feel like that he can kind of do whatever he wants. And when you start to melt down in a situation like that, like they did, if tempers can flare really quickly. Well, and like he was not pleased with the rest of his team.
But
and
he's always, been that guy, Alex. He's always been the guy with a chip on his shoulder. He's just not a guy who's, he's just not a jovial guy. I mean, it's just, and it's okay. I mean, because it's driven him in his career. You know, Patrick Mahomes is kind of, you know, just a jovial guy. I mean, you know, there are guys that are uptight and there aren't, and it's okay. But it's a lot of that game is weather. Aaron Rodgers was, I was going to call him Alex Smith. It's not that Aaron Rodgers was was chippy. It was just, I'm telling you, it's hard to go on the road and compete
and
against
play
teams.
In 80 degrees.
It really is. I'm telling you, it's a real thing. Look, I played for the Miami Dolphins for 4 years, and it was a real thing. And I watched so many teams just melt in the sun early on in the season. And I watched the Magic Man, Don Majkowski, when he was playing.
Did you guys use that as an advantage?
1,000%.
Like the Packers with the cold later in the season?
Yeah, I mean it's harder to do it when it's cold, but it's a lot easier because you make them wear their dark colored jerseys and uniforms, so it makes it even hotter. You know, they're absorbing the heat of the day.
Sure.
And it makes it more challenging. You even put them on the side of the field where they have to see the sun, and it's just in there. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you do with it, but it's a very real thing. I'll tell you something that I think is fascinating to watch, and it's the Cleveland Browns, because all of a sudden they're kind of decent, right? We can't anoint them like they're really good, but they're a decent football team, and you got to figure out. Like when all of a sudden you've lost for years, you know, you're just so bad. And then all of a sudden you're kind of good and you're playing in an important game. They're going to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's playing really well this year. And who's, you know, and so it's learning how to win when you know, and to gain more and more success. You know, it feels like maybe the Cleveland Browns aren't really quite ready to be a contender yet. Because they're learning how to win big games against good football teams, and that's a new thing to them. Whether they'll be able to adjust and figure it out and do it, you know, hopefully they will, and that's kind of the next level of their progression and their growth as a team. But they really laid an egg on Sunday. Baker Mayfield was really bad. Baker Mayfield got benched. And the Pittsburgh Steelers actually look like a really, really good football team right now.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that, you know, from 1 week to the next, we looked at the Browns as being amazing, and then everybody suddenly turned on Baker Mayfield in 1 week. How on earth did that happen?
Well, that's the fickleness, you know, of the NFL, and it really is, and that's my whole point is because it's only five games. You're five games into the season. You haven't won anything yet. And so you've got to show up. And now is that important time. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's a chance to really kind of make a statement about where you are as a football program and where, you know, how serious you are about being a contender. And to not show up in a big game in the season is a huge disappointment for people. And so, people are going to be disappointed by that. People are always going to be critical of players. You know, you see Baker Mayfield out in the public in a lot of commercials. And, I mean, this guy is in a lot of commercials. And people, when you haven't quite had maybe the success you've had, you're like, why are you doing, you know, it's like maybe you need to focus more. I mean, think about Tom Brady. Do you ever see Tom Brady on commercial? I don't know that. And I mean,
no.
Peyton Manning was the commercial, you know,
he's still on all the commercials, man.
And he's funny, you know, but he's really earned the right to do that. I mean, people can
look, Belichick's on commercials now.
Right,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So you know, you've really got to do something significant. And even then, you know, people are still going to be critical of your performance. There was a really smart thing that happened this week.
What happened?
And we've talked about this before, and this is a Bill Belichick move, right? And Mike Vrabel is turning into maybe being that next generation of...
Yeah, what is this about the 12 men being on the field? What did he do?
Well, you get a penalty.
Right.
Okay, because you have too many people on the field.
Yeah, it's an illegal substitution.
Right. And instead of the clock going to 40 seconds, the clock now goes to 25 seconds.
Ah.
So you save yourself a bunch of time. He goes, I know they're going to score, because it automatically gave him a first down. It was like second and one. And he gave him a first down. He let him go score. And they literally, meaning the Tennessee Titans, came back and scored with 4 seconds left. So all of that extra time that he was able to save actually helped him tie up the game, and then they ultimately win the game in overtime. And these are those things. You know, you look at the Dallas Cowboys.
Like the equivalent of small ball, you know, like the bunt, you know, or something.
But it's
like
those little things, Alex. It's understanding that if you're going to be successful in this league, you've got to find every little advantage. I don't care what it is, when it is, how it is. to get an edge over anyone that you're playing. And that's how competitive the NFL is. And that's why you can't take a week off. Because if you do, this train will run you over. You've got to show up every single week in the NFL. And quite frankly, it's why I love the NFL. It's why it's such a great fan experience, is that, you know, you get the best out of these teams week in and week out. I know the Dallas Cowboys aren't playing very well right now, and it's a great example of, look, if you don't show up, you're going to get run over here.
Right, sure.
But just finding those little advantages you have, and Mike Vrabel's turning into being kind of a mini Bill Belichick, and really understanding some of the finer nuances of the game. I mean, you sit as a coach and as a player, and you go through these scenarios all the time. You know, what do I do here? What do I do there? What do I do in any of these situations, so that when they come up in the game, you just automatically know them. And, you know, going back to Zach Wilson, that's where Zach Wilson's kind of taking his game, is he's understanding situations better and how to handle them. Now you threw Zach Wilson and BYU in again.
I know. I didn't force that.
In our NFL segment.
I know. Look, it's
but they're good examples of how this all works.
Speaking of teams that are struggling, we always like to focus on the teams that are either undefeated or totally defeated, and that is the New York Jets, who fell again to your former team, the Miami Dolphins. There are two things that happened in that game that I wanted to bring up. One, Tua Tagovailoa played for 2 minutes in that game with a 24-0 lead, and they were just absolutely beside themselves in that place.
Yeah.
And when he handed the ball off, one of the commentators goes, they just want to see him do something. And then he goes, no, and I'm not kidding. He did a great job handing that ball off.
That was the smoothest handoff I've ever seen.
I love that kind of stuff. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Jets and much more in our two-minute drill. So many other things we didn't get to. Wrapping up the show next on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.